This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with these headlines. Montana's fire season began quietly but quickly grew to the second largest so far this decade after lightning storms ignited a rash of blazes that spread rapidly in bone-dry conditions. Data from the Northern Rockies Coordination Center show more than 522 square miles have burned this year across the state. This season is not over yet, though a cold front and rain is moving through this week. A lightning-caused fire that's been burning in the backcountry of Yellowstone National Park since early September has grown to an estimated 3.3 square miles. Park officials say the fire is about 10 miles west of Fishing Bridge. No facilities, trails, or roads are threatened, and park officials are letting the fire burn. A transient has been accused of attempting to rob a couple with a sword in Bozeman. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports the 21-year-old man is being held in Gallatin County Jail on a felony charge of attempted robbery. He'll appear in Gallatin County Justice Court today. Authorities say a woman allegedly living under a false name in southwestern Montana has been arrested on a warrant out of Oklahoma after fleeing the state with her 4-year-old daughter in 2012. The Ravalli Republic reports 45-year-old Terry Gordonier has 8 pending felony warrants for her arrest, including bail jumping and writing false checks. The woman's daughter, now 7 years old, was taken from her father's home in Oklahoma. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police are searching for a missing 2-year-old girl whose father was found dead inside a home in southwestern Alberta. Police said 27-year-old Terry Blanchett was killed in a suspected homicide yesterday morning in a home in Blairmore, Alberta, and his daughter, Haley Dunbar Blanchett, has not been seen since. Police say they found Terry's body shortly before noon, but investigators believe the girl has been missing since 3:30 a.m. Blairmore is about 137 miles southwest of Calgary near British Columbia border. Police have issued an amber alert for the girl and quickly expanded it to British Columbia, Saskatchewan, and Montana. An air and ground search is underway in the region. State lawmakers are wondering how to track the effectiveness of nearly $20 million being injected into the state's mental health care system this year. An interim committee yesterday heard positive feedback on the funding package, but health care providers say they're not sure what data to collect to demonstrate whether new and expanded programs are successful. Missoula Democratic Senator Diane Sands says the state needs a way to determine whether these programs are actually helping people.
We don't even have agreement on what the performance outcome measures are, do we? I mean, in a written form. Every project I've ever worked on has those written out in hard statements with numbers attached to them that you can measure against it.
Glenda Oldenburg, administrator of the department's Addictive and Mental Disorders Division, says her agency is considering tracking 911 calls related to mental health, employment data, symptoms, and housing situations to measure the impact of the state funding.
Definitely we will be looking at that, and I know that I will be presenting for more in the spring on these outcomes, and we want it to be meaningful where you actually see quality along with quantity.
Representatives of healthcare facilities who attended the meeting said the variance of patient situations makes it difficult to write a blanket definition of what mental health progress looks like. The Blackfeet Tribal Business Council has voted to banish accused drug dealers from their reservation because they argue federal prosecutors aren't doing enough to pursue cases against them. Chairman Harry Barnes tells the Flathead Beacon that banishment has been used as a punishment on their reservation before, and the tribe will start using it again. He said known drug dealers will be escorted to their reservation boundary and informed that if they come back, they'll be arrested. Tribal courts can only prosecute misdemeanors. Any felonies on the reservation must be prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office. The tribe says the federal government has left some cases uncharged. Barnes says banishment would not apply to suspected drug users, just dealers, quote, who are preying on our reservation and our people, close quote. Traffic along Interstate 90 at Missoula is being rerouted this morning after a power line fell across the highway. Montana Department of Transportation Missoula Maintenance Superintendent Jason Shorten says the line went down early this morning between Reserve Street and Airway Boulevard. Westbound traffic on I-90 is being rerouted at Reserve. Eastbound traffic is being rerouted at Airway Boulevard. So expect some delays or just avoid the area if you don't have to be there. Power outages have been reported along Reserve this morning. Shorten tells me he heard one of the power poles was seen burning at about 6:30 this morning, but had no details other than no one's been injured. The director of Montana's Medicaid program expects the state to offer expanded Medicaid coverage at the start of the new year. Mary Dalton told state lawmakers yesterday morning that her staff is working at breakneck speed to get all the paperwork filed.
We've asked for a November 1st approval date. Our goal with that then is to finalize everything that we need to and to start actually delivering services on January 1st of 2016.
An estimated 70,000 people with incomes between 100 and 138% of the federal poverty level could be eligible for coverage if the plan passed by the Montana lawmakers earlier this year is approved by federal officials. Dalton says she's optimistic that the state's plan will pass muster.
I'm not really that much of a Pollyanna personality. I'm positive and I work hard, but I'm really not a Pollyanna about it. I think this is going to be approved.
The state's Medicaid expansion plan requires a waiver from federal rules because it includes some unusual elements. Participants must pay a small monthly premium in order to receive coverage, and the program will be run by a private, non-government administrator. The Montana Historical Society and the State Department of Administration are calling for the state's Capitol complex to be listed on the National Register of Historic Places. The Independent Record reports the application that seeks to have the Montana State Capitol Campus Historic District on the Historic Register will get its first review September 19th. Those behind the effort to get federal recognition cite the historic architecture of the buildings and say the Capitol complex is a symbol of the state's progression. The main part of the Capitol building was constructed over 110 years ago. The State Historical Preservation Review Board will either forward the application to the National Park Service for a listing on the register or call for revisions to be made. Thank you very much for listening for Montana Morning News. I'm Edward O'Brien.